It is mayoral rapid fire. You ask the questions from your mayoral candidates. We run out of time, so we're going to try and get through it, as many questions as possible for our mayoral candidates. First up, ACDP mayoral candidate Ferlin Christians. Ferlin, thanks so much for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm fine. It's a pleasure joining you.
Very good. The rules are simple. I don't ask the questions. It all comes from our listeners. We have about 12 minutes, so we'll do 6 minutes with you, 6 minutes with Rod Solomons, and it starts now. The first question to Mr. Christians: cannabis and CBD infused products are the future and a economic opportunity. What's the ACDP's stance on this? That's a message from Dale in Rondebosch.
Is it cannabis you're asking?
Yes, cannabis and CBD infused products are the future and an economic opportunity. What's your stance?
No, we do not. We do not support cannabis being legalized, or if that is the question, we do not support that.
Quick question here from Peter. Hi, Lester. Whereas I am seriously concerned about the ACDP, ACDP's irresponsible posters concerning vaccination, which will cost lives, could you please ask Ferlin Christians, the poster, vote for freedom of choice. Does that mean pro-choice when it comes to termination of pregnancy? That's a message from Peter.
The important thing is with the vaccinations, we are not against vaccinations, but what we're asking is that people be allowed to say if they want to be vaccinated or not.
Next
is
question.
Is that the question?
That is the question I think you've answered. Yes. What's the ACDP's position on social housing closer to the CBD?
100%. We support that. And with all the pockets of land available for on the state, we believe that people must be brought closer to the city of Cape Town, to the central city. That's 100%.
Another question here. What's the... Okay, earlier your political guest spoke about coalitions. Who will or won't Ferlin Christians go into coalitions with?
Look, there's a couple of things. I mean, for starters, you do not want to go into a coalition with the EFF. So they are off our radar at the moment.
You're keeping it very, very short, very, very sharp. I like it, Ferlin. Another one. What can be done about our open public spaces? What is your action plan? Our children don't have proper parks. They play in roads. Can't we turn those areas into communal urban gardening spots? I think it's a broad question there on what about our public recreation areas?
There's three things that we say. We support food gardens. We also support recreational areas, but also housing and economic opportunities being made available on those open spaces.
There's Val wants you to pick up on your stance on cannabis and hemp oil. Good morning, Lester. Please ask why they don't support cannabis and hemp oil. I was contemplating voting for them, but not sure now. Thank you from Val.
Yeah, the important thing is if we use it for medicine, medical use to help us, that is a different area. But use it openly and legalize it, we are against that. So when it comes for medical use, we will use that because that is it's not a deterrent, it's not a cure, but it relieves the pain. But to use it as open as cannabis for personal use, we are opposed to that.
Ferlin, a question here that says the ACDP was in power in the city of Cape Town when it had a deputy mayor. What did the ACDP do then? I think they're referring to when Grant Haskins was a former deputy mayor during, I think, a earlier coalition with the Democratic Alliance. That was closer to 2006. I think that
That's 2006, yes. We started off first time in the city. We started off 2006 with two drug rehab centers, one in Tafelsig and one in Tableview. That was a project started by the Deputy Mayor Grant Haskin to help. And since then, many rehab centers has been opened. So that was one initiative that came from the ACDP 2006 under Grant Haskin.
What's your plan on transport, asked this person.
Look, transport is a big problem. We're in a mess when it comes to transport. So the first thing that I've asked, and I've asked it in the legislature, because I'm a member of the legislature, to bring the My City Bus back to Khayelitsha and Mitchell's Plain. That was stopped in 2017, and that the My City Bus transported almost 220 1,000 people. And that is, we will also have to look at the rail system, our taxi also with a taxi violence. But we believe in bringing everybody together and to work out a system that's effective and efficient for the city of Cape Town. So one of the things is roll out the MyCity bus.
Fernand Christians, ACDP Mayoral candidate, thank you so much.